and important to me, and I'll write them down. Better statement, isn't it?
It's a much better statement.
We don't think that you have trouble focusing. We think that, and let us start in another place here. There is a myth that many people believe that says, if there's something really important that I want to accomplish, then I have to isolate it and make it more primary in my experience, and I have to do away with a lot of other things and so that I can give my undivided attention to this thing. And we want to say, you can simultaneously, powerfully create on a myriad of subjects. You do not have to pick one thing. But what is important is that you don't contradict the things that you are creating. In other words, it's the talking in opposition to what you want, as you did when you said, I have trouble focusing, that scatters the energy and slows things down. So if you say, I want to focus on one thing so that I can create it more emphatically, we would rather say, you don't have to focus on one thing, but you do want to focus with an ear to the ground, so to speak, about whether your thoughts about it are upstream or downstream. And what you begin to notice as you care about the way you feel when you focus upon this subject or this subject or this subject is that focusing upon one subject will cause you to do better on another subject, because if you are reaching for the more positive thoughts, you just get so that you are pointed more positively relative to everything. And that's why very often a person can get focused upon one thing and focus upon it in a positive way and begin beating the drum of those more positive statements and get themselves tuned up because of that thing that they are focusing upon, and then almost all other things in their life begin to come into place. It's like if you have had the experience, or you know people who are falling in love, and it seems like they get into a sort of state of grace. When they fall in love, everything just starts going better for them, and it's because they picked one subject and focused upon it in a way that felt good. And then people erroneously believe that the magic to that was picking one subject, and we say no, it's picking a subject that causes you to flow downstream and holding your attention upon downstream kind of thoughts. We want you to realize that all of those things, all of those subjects that are important to you have already been created, and they're over there in your vibrational escrow. So anything that you can choose to focus upon that makes you feel good while you do it would allow you to receive. If all of you could get up there or down there or over there, wherever it is, on that massage table and experience the relaxation and pleasure that something like that physical touching gives you, that would be all you would need to do to let all of your hopes and dreams come true. In other words, if you could be distracted long enough from the day-to-day experiences, it's what our friend was saying when he says, on this cruise ship, I'm doing pretty good, but I want to be sensitive so that when I get off of it and I'm less influenced to positive thoughts, that I'm able to hold myself in a better way. And we encourage you to pick anything. Esther chooses Kate, or she chooses Elsie, or she chooses the treehouse. She chooses different subjects that anytime she focuses upon it, it is 100% positive emotion that she feels. And she uses those as touchstones to tune her up to other things. So it really is not the hard work that we tend to make it sound. Okay. Your creations are complete. You just have to find something that makes you feel good. So let's come back to what we really want you to leave here understanding. We want you to feel yourself into focus, not think yourself into focus. Can you feel the difference?
Yes.
I'm focusing around an emotion rather than focusing around a thought. Because when you focus around an emotion and you achieve it, now every thought you think, you weigh it against that emotion and you can meld it into that better feeling emotion until, before you know it, there's just hardly anything that you ever think about that you haven't worked it into the place of feeling good. And then, what begins happening in your life, on all subjects in your life, people who are watching you will think that you have a magic wand or something as they begin to see things that you have barely begun to talk about beginning to manifest in your experience.
Oh, that sounds great.
Focus your emotion. And the thought will follow that. Now, does that sound odd to you? Because we've been telling you, think and feel. We've been telling you that when you think a thought, you have an emotional response to the thought. But when you realize that your source energy is thinking, but your source energy is thinking thoughts that only...